time and time again that morale amongst our...
Do you condemn this illegal strike?
Blue Flu.
What's your strategy?
Who blinks first?
The Afternoon Play, tomorrow at 2:15 on BBC Radio 4.
Tomorrow night on Radio 3, we begin a series of five essays in which contemporary children's authors and editors each look at a fictional family from children's literature. They use it as a focal point to explore the changing portrayal of the family in children's books and consider both what it tells us about the society it reflects and how relevant it is to determining the attitudes of a young generation to the future. In the first programme, Anthony Horowitz discusses Roald Dahl's badly parented Matilda and considers how normal dysfunctional family life probably is. The essay begins tomorrow night at 10:45. This is BBC Radio 3. Now it's just after 10:30 and here's Lucy Duran with World Roots.
Pequena gente de cor perfumado, deixa morrer da sonhar na sombra de boa de magoado de uma pequena. Assim deixa morrer a flor na sombra de boldinho, deixa morrer tá sonhar. É assim que uma pomba nasce ninho. Assim deixa morrer o flor na sombra de boldinho, deixa morrer tá sonhar. Assim que uma bomba nasce ninho. Se bomba é feliz na ceninho, a mim também me é feliz na sombra de bojo, uma carinho de miss perfumado.
Less than 2 months ago, on December the 17th, world music lost one of its greatest and best-known female vocalists. Cesaria Évora, who was 70, was from the remote island nation of Cape Verde. And more than anyone else, she opened up the rich musical traditions of these volcanic islands to the rest of the world. There was nothing typical about this woman, nor about her music. She was never comfortable with her fame, which she only began to achieve already in her late 40s, when she first became known on the international scene. Before that, she sang at small bars and on board passing ships that stopped off at her hometown, Mindelo, capital of São Vicente. This is when she first made a name for herself as the Barefoot Diva, because she always performed barefoot, a reminder of the extreme poverty in which she had grown up. It was just one of the unconventional ways that she continued to present herself on stage when she became successful, touring the globe and captivating audiences with the soulful beauty of her voice. She released 11 highly acclaimed solo albums, including the remarkable Miss Perfumado, we just heard the title track, which sold more than 300,000 copies and made her the queen of Morna, Cape Verde's characteristic music, often compared to the blues, with a touch of swing from both Brazil and West Africa. When she died, the Cape Verdean president declared 2 days of national mourning, citing Cesaria as one of the most important symbols of Cape Verdean national culture. Today on World Roots, we remember Cesaria Évora. We've dug out of the archive a session she did for World Roots back in 2004. And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio by one of Cape Verde's most famous and best-loved singer-songwriters. Indeed, he wrote songs for Cesaria throughout her career. Tito Paris, welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Actually, I should say welcome back to the programme because we were with you in Mindelo in Cape Verde in 2009. And also with us is Nuno Barros, who is going to be translating. Tito, tell us about some of the songs that you composed for Cesaria Évora.
Compusitei uma música. 1985.
He composed a song for Cesaria Évora in 1985.
Uma música, um tema chamado Regresso.
A song called Regresso.
Onde é que
that appears in the first recording of Cesaria Évora.
Ponto que teve, onde é que eu tive para frente do trabalho.
He's very happy because it was a song that made part of
the debut of Cesaria. Cesaria. How was it that then that you met Cesaria, or that you were asked to compose this song for her?
Cesaria viu-me nascer.
Cesaria saw Tito born.
Porque é muito amiga de minha mãe.
She was a very dear friend of Tito's mother.
Quando eu saí de Cape Verde para Portugal.
Tito, when he moved from Cape Verde to Lisbon, he didn't remember Cesaria very well because she had a kind of a depression and she was stuck at home for some years and 12 years.
Tito, before we continue any further, I'd love to hear you play the song Regresso, The Return.
Yes, thank you.
Olha, mamãe, coisa que esfropa flam. Minha filha é flam, boca é mês de bem. Olha, mamãe, coisa que esfropa flam. Minha filha é flam, boca é mês de bem. Se quis flor pra flama, mamãe, coração te tá chorar, cheio de dor. Se como tá fazendo essa fronte, onde é que me te trabalha, que tristeza. Se quis flor pra flama, mamãe, meu coração te tá chorar, cheio de dor. Se como tá fazendo essa fronte, onde é que me te trabalha, que tristeza. Olha, mamãe, você quis flopa flam. Minha filha é flam, boca me estepe. Olha, mamãe, você quis flopa flam. Oh, minha filha é flam, boca me estepe. Dizer que está a flama, mamãe, coração te está a chorar, cheio de dor. Dizer que me está a fazer, que desafronta, onde é que me te trabalha, que tristeza. Dizer que flopa a flama, mamãe, coração te está a chorar, cheio de dor. Digo me está a fazer desafronta. Onde é que me dita bem que é tristeza? Boca me sebe, boca me sebe minha filha de flam. Boca me sebe, ó já mamãe. Boca me sebe, boca me sebe. Boca me sebe.
Tito Paris here in the World Roots studio with his guitar and singing the song Regreso, which he wrote for Cesária Évora way back in 1985. What was your experience when you first heard her sing it, your own song?
Tito was playing the piano. He heard her singing the
voz cristalina.
Oh, so she sang this song and you were playing the piano.
Exatamente.
And Tito was amazed by her crystal clear voice.
Back in 2004, around the time that she released her album Voz d'Amor, which won a Grammy, Cesária Évora and her pianist Fernando Andrade came into the World Roots studio for a session with the late Charlie Gillett presenting. And they started with one of Cesária's most famous songs, dedicated to her own little country. It's called Petit Pays.
Lá nasceu uma estrela que canta brilhar. Lina mambo e uma areia que cata moia espalhou nesse mundo fora só rote mar teve povo cheio de amor tem morna tem coladeira teve sal cheio de amor tem batu tem funaná espalhou nesse mundo fora só rotimar teve povo cheio de amor tem morna, tem coladeira teve sal cheio de amor tem batu, tem funaná oi tão de saudade saudade, saudade oi tão de saudade saudade sem fim oi, tanto saudade, saudade, saudade. Oi, tanto saudade, saudade sem fim. Nasceu boi uma estrela que cata bilhar e na mar boi uma areia que cata moia espalhou nesse mundo fora só rote mar teve povo cheio de amor tem morna, tem coladeira teve sal cheio de amor tem batu tem funaná petit pays je t'aime beaucoup petit petit je l'aime beaucoup petit pays je t'aime beaucoup petit petit je l'aime.
So that was Petit Pays by Cesária Évora. I can hardly believe I'm in the same room speaking with Cesária. It's a great honor for me.
Sempre muito contente de falar de mais e pelo que acredita que é amigo dele. She said she's very happy also to be here, and you better believe it's her that's here.
I know
you can
that.
Believe it, it's her.
Cesario, when I've watched you in concert in the past, I've thought, how many songs does this woman have in her head?
Yes, it's true. I have a lot of songs in my head, sort of like a computer where I just register everything. And mine, you know, I think the mind is like that, kind of works like a computer, and mine works for music.
And so when Cesario was a young girl and a young woman, was she always listening to songs and singing them in her head even before she got on stage?
I've always liked singing ever since I was a little child. You know, I would be around the house doing house chores and pretty much humming and singing songs. I lost my father when I was 7 years old, who was a musician who had violin and different string instruments in the house, guitar. And my grandmother tells me that when I was a little kid, I would go just with him and sing along. I don't remember because I was 7 when I lost him, but I've been told that I've always been singing around the house.
So, Cesario, in every town and every village throughout the world, there are people singing and, you know, maybe imagining that they might one day be famous. But as far as I know, in Cape Verde, there was nobody when you were growing up who could be like your role model, your inspiration. So I wonder what did you do? Who did you copy? How did you decide how to sing?
Although there were many Cape Verdean artists and stuff at the time, there wasn't someone that I really, like you said, inspired. The way I started was a group of guys in my island of San Vicente were playing outside one day. They were always playing and I would hang out with them. And one day they started playing and I started singing and they said, you know, that sounds good. Can you make it a little higher? And I took off from there. And that's how everything started. There's always been a lot of musicians in Cape Verde. Actually, in every island, I would say probably one of every 5 Cape Verdeans know how to play some sort of instrument.
What took you from singing with your friends to making a record?
I just stuck to it, and then I started doing different recordings. I went to radio stations and did gigs there, and then in the 60s I recorded an album. It was actually recorded in the Netherlands. I put my voice, and that was the first album that came out, and then so on and so forth. And then, as you know, in the 1980s is when I left Cape Verde and started this part of my career. But it was just something I liked, and I just kept on doing it.
I didn't know you made a record so far back in the 60s. So the song you're going to do next is Saudade. And could you tell me something about what the song is about, Saudade?
Well, Saudade, I think if you had to define the word itself, there's not really a definition for it. It would be some nostalgic, a little bit of nostalgia, maybe a little bit of sadness in there, because Saudade talks about, you know, when somebody leaves, whether it be because they immigrate, which is a big part of our culture, or because somebody passes away, or because you've lost a boyfriend or a girlfriend. All those things give you that feeling that we call Saudade. And that particular song talks about a person who went to São Tomé, a Cape Verdean person. He's the one that wrote the song. Obviously, it's talking about leaving home and not being there with the family.
When you first started singing outside of Cape Verde, was it the case that at first most of the audience was also people from Cape Verde, wherever you went, and then how did it change from them to everybody else?
Well, the first time that I left Cape Verde was in 1985. I went to Portugal and I recorded with a women's organization from Cape Verde, different feminine voices. I recorded with them. We were four women. And then in 1987, I went back to Portugal. And that's where I met my still actual producer, José da Silva. And you're right, in the beginning was mainly for the Cape Verdean community. And then, you know,
wherever they were.
In France, in this case, which is where I went in 87, started with the Cape Verdean community doing different parties and different things. And then as we did 2 records, and then when we had Mar Azul, La Diva Penu, and then when we did Miss Perfumado, that's when we Destino de Belita, those were the 4 first in France. That's when we took off doing, you know, the interviews came and started doing radio appearances, TV, and with that came, I became more well-known, and that's when everything took off from there. But in the beginning, you're right, it was mainly for the Cape Verdean community.
So I understand in the United States, there's a lot of Cape Verde people. And even I hear something about in Boston, there is more people from Cape Verde in Boston than back in the islands.
That's true. There are a lot of Cape Verdeans in the U.S. In Boston, there's an enormous Cape Verdean community, and it's probably true that there are more Cape Verdeans there than in the country.
But I think for those of us who are not from Cape Verde, we don't speak Portuguese, there is something in you which still comes to us, you know, and that's the wonderful mystery of it.
That's true. I get that reaction all the time. People tell me, some people say that my music touches their heart. Some people say it makes them cry. Some people say they get the chills. People say they fall in love because of my music, and they can't explain or I can't explain. It's just music, you know. You don't have to understand. That's why we say it's the universal language. You don't have to understand it to know that you like something about it.
Saudade, featuring Cesaria Evora and her pianist Fernando Andrade in session for World Roots with the late Charlie Gillett. You're listening to World Roots with me, Lucy Duran, with this special tribute to the late great singer from Cape Verde, Cesaria Evora. And with us in the studio is someone who composed for her many songs and who's a wonderful guitarist and singer in his own right, Tito Paris. So, Tito, tell us about the next piece of music that you're going to sing for us, which is Papa Joaquim Paris.
Cantava sempre. Cantava sempre. Primeira vez que ela gravou foi comigo. E essa morna realmente realçou com Cesária.
She always sang this song in the concerts, and the first time she recorded was with Tito playing.
Papa Joaquim Paris, você dá-me licença de 1h30. Pamba chora, Fernandes. Oi, Fernandes, minha primeira amor. Papá Joaquim Peri, você dá-me licença de 1h30. Pamba chora, Fernandes. Ô Fernandes, minha primeira amor. Fui de cera, barbera janela. Tak me na gold, tak me na cacho. Canta mais, que palca que me. Minha Fernandinha de meu, minha primeira amor. Futsera, ribeira de janela. Tá que me na gota, tá que me na cachorro. Canta mais que palca que me. Minha Fernandinha de meu, minha primeira amor. Papá Chuquim Peris, você dá licença de uma hora e meia Pamba chora Fernandes. Oi Fernandes, minha primeira amor. Futsera, ribeira de janela. Tá que me na gota, tá que me na cachorro. Canta mais que palca que me. Minha Fernandinha de meu, minha primeira
The song Papa Joaquim Paris, performed by Tito Paris, he's not sure whether he's a relative, but they do share the surname, right here in the World Roots studio as part of this tribute to the late singer Cesária Évora. And as you were saying, a song that she liked very much and sang frequently. There's a sort of contradiction with Cesária, which is that on the one hand, she always seemed a bit uncomfortable with her audiences. You know, when a song finished, she didn't bow to the audience. She'd turn her back on them or shuffle away. But on the other hand, she always said that she lived for her audiences. Can you explain that?
Por malcriação, nem por vaidade, ou seja, arrogância. Não.
Tito says that she never did that on purpose, with vanity. Or...
Yeah, there was something very endearing about that, in a way. It was as if it didn't really matter. It made you feel like you were very lucky, in a way, to be seeing her.
Exatamente. Eu acho que toda a projeção da Cesária é ela, é a forma dela estar na vida.
She was spontaneous, always spontaneous, and Tito was telling a story that always when she got back to Mindelo, to her house, she took away her shoes and went barefoot.
She
threw off shoes and went barefoot on the streets, that she could arrive at the house of someone known and sit on the sofa and say, today I'm going to eat here, so...
She'd just turn up somewhere and
say... She'd just turn up.
So she's quite a character.
Fantastic.
She was really the face of Mindelo.
Well, in 2009, when the World Roots team was in Mindelo, we were hoping to see Cesária, but unfortunately she'd been unwell, and so the closest we could get to her was to go and stand outside her house.
São Vicente, um brasileiro.
Well, that's the inimitable voice of Cesária Évora, who is undoubtedly Cape Verde's best-known musician. So we've just arrived off the boat, and I'm with Edmund Carvalho, who is of British origin but lives on this island, and you are of this island.
Yes, born and bred.
Edmund, you've brought me to this house. I wanted to come to see the house of Cesária Évora. It's got to be an important landmark in Mindelo.
Yes.
Was she born here?
No, of course no. She was very poor. She used to sing
but after a while she wins 10 years recluded, we'd say recluded. But then a man who lives in Cape Verdean, who lives in Paris, came to her and saw that she was a very good singer and brought her, and she made her first start in Olympia, Theatre Olympia in Paris. After that, she started her career, and then she got well off, and she could now afford to buy a house like this, because before she would not, kind of, she couldn't afford to have a...
When I saw her first, which was some years ago, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, she had this great way of performing on stage. She'd get her musicians to do an instrumental piece.
Yes.
And while they were playing the instrumental piece, she would sit down at a table on stage, smoke a cigarette, and drink a bottle of red wine.
That is her characteristic. She is like that. Nothing can move her. She cannot bind to the rules. She does what she likes.
We've got a lady right by us trying to sell some sausages to the people in Cesare Evora's house.
Yes, yes.
They look quite good, actually. Edmund, I think Cesare Evora's most famous song is the one that's called Saudade.
From all her music, everyone, the foreigners that come here, is the first music that they gasp. Yeah? She has fantastic music, other better than Saudade, maybe. But Saudade is the one that everyone takes in their mind. Saudade, Saudade.
Isn't the song about going to Saint-Thomé?
There was a period of the starving here.
There is no famine.
So most of the people would go to Saint-Thomé to work on the coffee plantations. So it would, those people would be there. They were longing to return.
Because Saint-Thomé is an island off Gabon.
They would to live there in very bad conditions. They never have a proper wage that they could return. So when you go, when someone used to go to Saint-Thomé, it is, of course, you would understand that they wouldn't come back. So they was longing to come back home. And
so it's a very sad song.
A very, very, very sad song.
And ironically, Cesare Evora also does not live in the Cape Verde Islands, does she? She's lived in Paris for many, many years now.
Yes, she is... all the time
she's in demand.
She has been in Japan, she has been in Australia, she has been in China, she all the time in demand.
She played at Madonna's wedding.
Madonna's wedding, yes. And of course, and lately, now lately because of her health, she's been feeling not so well, so the medical recommended her to stay under care in Paris.
Quem mostrava esse caminho longe, esse caminho para Saint-Thomé? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe, quem mostrava esse caminho longe, esse caminho para Saint-Thomé? Saudade, 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 desse minha terra, Saint-Nicolas.
That was Saudade. We heard it earlier on, just with Cesare accompanied on the piano. And this time, it's from the album Miss Perfumado. And that was me outside her house in Mindelo when World Roots was in Cape Verde in April 2009. Saudade is a morna, the slow blues that's the typical sound of the Cape Verde Islands and that Cesare was most famous for. But she also sang the more up-tempo dance music known as coladera. Back in the very early days of her career, before she left the island, she recorded lots of songs for Radio Mindelo, which were released on an album a few years ago. I especially love this song. It's a well-known coladera with some fairly racy lyrics, as we discovered when we were in Cape Verde. It's called Sangue de Berona.
Quem quer saber sangue de Berona esse sal? Tá uma panhalela na fundiladeira. Quem quer saber sangue de Berona esse sal? Pañalela na fundiladeira, Sangue de Verona, Sangue de Verona, Sangue de Verona, ele sabe, ele é doce, Sangue de Verona, Sangue de Verona, Sangue de Verona, ele sabe, ele é doce, se vou cochar lá na fundiladeira, vou culpa que padezco a ladera. Si boco chala na fundi ladera. Mota culpa que padezco a ladera. Sangri Verona, sangri Verona, sangri Verona, el estado de dos. Sangri Verona, sangri Verona, sangri Verona, el estado de dos. Sangre rone si sa, se va a pañale la nafondi la vera. Quien cree saber sangre rone si sa, se va a pañale la nafondi la vera.
Sangue di Verona, that was one of the very early recordings of Cesaria Evora, and that was from her album Radio Mindelo. Tito Paris, who's in the studio with us and who composed so many songs for Cesaria and who knew her well. Another of the songs on that album, Radio Mindelo, Tito, is a song that you sing and that you love, and it's called Mar Azul.
Mar Azul é uma canção muito bonita, composta por um compositor Beleza.
It's a very beautiful song composed by Beleza.
Who was a very well-known composer.
Para mim? É dos maiores.
For Tito is one of the best ever composers.
Yes. Mas Cesar interpretou Beleza muitíssimo bem.
She sang Beleza very, very well.
Mar Azul, claro que é uma canção com uma mensagem muito forte.
Mar Azul has a strong message.
Ela está a falar do migrante dizer ao mar.
The song is talking about an immigrant asking the sea to be quiet so he can go and see his mother.
He's asking the sea to be calm so he can return home.
Yes.
And see his mother.
Oh, mar, deita que tem body xambai, body xambai espelha a terra, body xambai salva a mãe. Oh, mar, oh, mar. Teta que tem body xambai, body xambai ganha terra, body xambai salva a mãe. Oh mar, mar azul, subi mansinho, lua cheia, no minha caminho, pá. Banha, terra de meu São Vicente, pequenino Pamba abraçar, acreditou. Mar Azul, subi mansinho Lua cheia, no minha caminho Pamba, terra de meu São Vicente pequenino Pamba abraçar e acreditou. Oh mar, ano passado tempo correu, sol raio a lua sair, biose na terra nós. Oh mar, oh mar, ano passar tempo correr, sol raia lua sair, a minha ausente na terra nós. Oh mar, mar azul, subi mansinho, lua cheia, no minha caminho, pambanha terra. De meu São Vicente pequenino Pamba abraçar e acreditou. Mar Azul, subi mansinho, lua cheia, no minha caminho, Pamba em terra de meu São Vicente, pequenino,
bamba abraça. Minha crente,
Mar Azul, performed here in the studio by Tito Paris, who's come all the way from Lisbon to take part in this World Roots special tribute programme to the late Cesária Évora. Tito, what do you think is Cesária's legacy? What has she left?
Cesária, claro que deixou Cabo Verde e o mundo rica.
Her existence made both the world and Cape Verde richer. And now she's gone, of course, the world and Cape Verde are poorer.
Ela deixou, como sabe,
even if her death makes the world and Cape Verde poorer, she left a big heritage and she made Cape Verde well known in the world. And she's, in fact, a passport for any Cape Verdean musician when he goes abroad.
É da mesma forma quando se fala do Beatles em Inglaterra, se fala de Michael Jackson nos Estados Unidos, também se fala da Cesária em Cabo Verde.
The United States have Michael Jackson, England has the Beatles, and they have Cesária Évora.
It's time now to hear one last piece of music from Cesária herself. And Tito, I would like to ask you to choose something that is special to you.
A vida tem uma só vida.
You only have one life.
Só temos uma vida, mas como sabe artista, e que não morre.
We only have one life, but the artist doesn't die.
É uma estrela sempre luminosa, e a Cesária está na meio das estrelas todas.
She is now a star, a shining star, like the other stars in the sky, and she will always shine.
Só na madrugada de noite sem fim, na estrada, na lua cheia, na terra de ninguém, vou parecer cantar de sol, nem a luar, nem a sol. Noiva de madrugada, suave juvenil, vou prender minha alma, contar até mil tons de beleza na boca que deixa preso minha pobre coração. Só na madrugada de noite sem fim, na estrada, na lua cheia, na terra de ninguém, vou parecer cantar de sol, nem a olho no ar, nem a sol. Noiva de madrugada, suave juvenil, vou prender minha alma, contar até mil tons de beleza na boca que deixa preso minha pobre coração. Mas na prisão de minha liberdade, sem boa, vou minha razão magoar, sem boa, na minha alma vazio, de uma tristeza profunda, com chão verdade desse mundo, uma vida que é um. Só vida, mas na prisão de a liberdade, sem boa, punha razão magoar, sem boa, na minha alma vazia, dor, tristeza profunda, com chão verdade desse mundo. Uma vida tem só vida.
The voice of the late Cesária Évora. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by James Parkin. In next week's programme, Lucy will be in Albania. That's on Radio 3 at 10 o'clock next Sunday night.
Two of Liszt's greatest works for piano, and one celebrated British exponent of Liszt's art. Reviewers say a player with virtuosity to spare, even when it comes to Liszt. There are few stylists of Stephen Huff's calibre around, and even fewer to whom the Hungarians would entrust their Liszt. Radio 3 Live in Concert goes to London's Royal Festival Hall as Stephen Huff plays both Liszt's completed piano concertos. Wednesday night on BBC Radio 3, starting at 7:30.
Tomorrow morning, Sarah Walker begins another week of Essential Classics. Her Essential CD this week is Le Voyage Magnifique, a performance of Schubert Impromptus by the pianist Maria Joan Pires. She'll also be introducing the recording of Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony, which was recommended in Building a Library yesterday morning. And in the week which sees the 200th anniversary of the birth of Charles Dickens, his biographer Claire Tomlin will be Sarah's studio guest. Essential Classics begins tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's just after 11:15 and it's time now for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. Check this out. The clarinet and tenor sax of Kemper Plowski. That's our concert set this week, recorded at London's Vortex. And this lady...
The song itself was inspired by the loss of our great Dr. Billy Taylor.
Right.
There are two songs on the record. Dance the Dance is one and Sleeping Alone is the other.
And we'll be hearing one of those tracks a little later, as I'll be meeting my old friend, the marvellous vocalist Carmen Lundy, during her recent shows at Ronnie's, to talk about her latest CD release, Changes. It's new releases we begin with, and we have the Great Wee Band, featuring Henry Lowther on trumpet, Jim Mullen on the guitar, Dave Green on bass, and Stu Butterfield on the drums. Their new album is on Trio Records, and it's called Light Blue. And let's open with this track. It's called New Rumba by Amma Jamal. Great Wee Band and New Rumba. On trumpet was Henry Lowther. Jim Mullen was on guitar, Dave Green the bass, and Stu Butterfield was on drums, with Stan Salzman playing tenor there on one of the three tracks that he guests on. The album is called Light Blue, after the Thelonious Monk composition, and sees the guys enjoying a good play on some well-chosen pieces. That album is out on Trio Records. Bassist Christian McBride releases his new album on the Mac Avenue label, which is, as it says on the title, it's called Conversations with Christian, and it's musical conversations with friends and mentors, and there's a host of greats included in this collection. It's a series of duets, and here he is with star trumpeter Roy Hargrove on Baubles, Bangles and Beads.